Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I have to call a quick audible. I feel like I get one of these a show. I'm going to call it right now. I was just reading a story during the break that October is the most popular month for weddings. I want you to know that the rest of us think that you are selfish if you choose to have your wedding in October. Now, I understand there's different reasons for why people do it, but April is sitting right there available. May is sitting right there available. It's not bothering anybody. There's not really anything that happens in April that people are going to miss. There's not really much in May, early May, that people are going to miss. You know the months that should be blackout months. You're selfish if you're getting married in late November. You're selfish if you're getting married in December. You know this isn't a good time for people. October, selfish. Think of all the things that happen in the month of October. The NFL is going. College football is going. The NBA is about to start. The Ryder Cup just finished up. The WNBA finals are wrapping up. Golf is still going on. Baseball playoffs, World Series is coming up. All of these things are going all at one time. And now you want to get married on October 11th? Selfish. Only thinking about yourself. You think this day is about you? Of course it's not. Because you invited 200 other people to be here. It's about us too. Just get married in April. You know, get married April 17th. That's a nice time. Nobody feels conflicted in April. We all feel very conflicted in October when you made this decision. Selfish. That's what it is. It's selfish. I'm selfish. That's my official stance. Selfish. Now I got to pick. I got to pick between Missouri, Alabama, and your wedding. Why would you do this to me? That's not right. Rob, you did it right. That's what happened. When you picked it, you did it right.
I had one stipulation. Time of year. No offense to my wedding. I enjoyed myself.
It was great.
I didn't care about flowers. I didn't care about timeline. I had thoughts on the venue, but if I got outvoted, I got outvoted. I really cared about when the wedding is. And music. That's what I was really locked into in my wedding planning. Photographer, go crazy. Pick whoever you want. But I had two things, and time of year was one of the big ones.
Yeah, because that matters. Your wife, she knows who you are. You can't get married on March 17th. Come on now.
Now, I will say, I did June. It basically killed any outside ideas. You can't get married
outside
in June.
That's life. You got to sacrifice something, right? Are you going to sacrifice Miami, Florida State, or sacrifice us having fun outside? You have to pick which one you wanted to do. You picked. You made the right decision. You made the right choice. Everybody was there. It was a great time. We boogied the night away. You think I'm missing Missouri, Alabama for that? No, come on now. It's too important. This might be the biggest game they've ever had in the SEC, and you're asking me to show up at your wedding? No, we ain't even that close. A terrible decision. Awful. Somebody said April's calendars, NCAA Final Four. I had no problem missing that. Y'all got it. You know what? My time is always free for the Final Four every single year. There's never been a time I was like, ah, I don't know, I'm really busy. No, I got time. I will be okay if I don't watch North Carolina Syracuse in the Final Four. I'll be fine. The Masters, that has never rearranged a weekend for me. Ah, man, you know what? I really wanted to hang out with you, but I can't. It's the Masters. No, it's good. No, you got it. And the NFL draft. Okay. All right. Especially on a Saturday.
The Saturday of the draft.
Yeah, on a Saturday?
If you're
I'm not advocating for you getting married on a Thursday,
For
round one. That is also selfish.
A Thursday night, that's crazy. Saturday NFL draft, if you – I will say this. I agree with you on the fall weddings. If I had an April wedding and I invited you and said, nah, I got to watch round seven of the draft.
Yeah, that's good.
We're fighting.
Yeah, we're not cool. You're my brother, but come on now. What are we doing? That's crazy.
I got to see Breshard Smith get picked, man. I'm sorry. No, you don't.
Yeah, no, I'm on your side. I'm on your side there. No, I wanted you to know that. I just read an article that October is the most popular month for people to get married. You're selfish then. That's the only way to put it. You're selfish. Only thinking about self and what you need. Like, that day is about you. No, it's about all of us. So you got to make the decision that's in the best interest of all of us. Get married in February. Get married in February. That's great.
Now, I will say,
celebrate love.
I have a question for you, because this was a hotly contested debate, because I got married a couple of years ago. I had some friends that were engaged and getting married at the same time. What are your thoughts on if someone invited you to a New Year's Eve wedding?
How close are we? Like, is it your wedding?
You're not in the wedding, but you're close with the person.
Is it in town?
It's in town.
Oh, yeah, I would go.
Okay.
I would go. I got to go out of town for it?
Oh, that's different, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a massive debate in
if it's out of town, that changed. I don't care when it is. That changes my opinion. I got a lot of questions before this.
Yeah, no, that was just a massive debate among my friends. If that's inbounds or out of bounds.
Yeah, that's inbounds. You can't get married like the 27th, though. I think you're being selfish.
No, 27th is wrong.
Yeah, you got to specifically be thinking about
New Year's
that.
Eve.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's inbounds. I can live with that. Coming up in a little bit, we are going to play the best of Matt Evans. He was on the show earlier today. He answered all of our questions about Frank White, who he got fired. They just said, you know what? Your services are no longer needed in the community, and they took his key card away. Now, this is some of the thoughts that I have about all of this. In some ways, I feel bad for Frank White. Frank White, let's say 20 years ago, was one of the most beloved figures in the city. He was one of the most beloved figures. I'm talking about he could have turned on the Plaza lights and you would have been happy with that being the selection. He could have run for mayor. He would have won if he wanted to have been the mayor. Frank White was very, very high on the approval rating of Kansas Cityans. He played for the Royals for 17 years. He was a part of two teams that went to the World Series. He helped win a World Series. His number is retired. There's a statue of him out at Kauffman Stadium. People loved Frank White. That ain't really the case right now. Not very beloved. It wasn't even close in how he got voted out. It was 85-15. 85-15. You didn't have a base. You didn't have support. People wanted to get rid of you. The other way that I feel bad for Frank White, I understand that the taxes thing has affected a lot of people, the stadium. I completely understand all of these things. I do feel like the Chiefs and the Royals have made Frank White the scapegoat for a lot of things. When I think in hindsight, Frank was right. I don't think that the Royals and the Chiefs gave a very good plan on what the future of the Truman Sports Complex looked like. I don't think that the teams put together a good enough package or convinced the public enough to sell them on a $1 billion idea. You want to know how I know? Because like most things in this country, it eventually went to a vote. So regardless of what Casey Tenet had to say, regardless of what Frank White had to say, regardless of what you heard on the radio, eventually you get the opportunity to exercise your democratic right. If you wanted the downtown stadium bad enough, they had a chance for us to have the downtown stadium. And the people that live in Jackson County said no resoundingly. We don't want this idea. Try again. In the middle of one of the greatest dynasties in the history of American sports, the Chiefs asked for money. The people said no. Try again. That's not good enough. instead of blaming Clark Hunt for putting together a half-assed proposal, instead of blaming John Sherman, you bought the team with this vision of downtown baseball and you weren't able to get it over the hump. Another person is being blamed for their failure. I do feel bad for that reason. But ultimately, Frank White is a man that made a decision. He could have just lived out his days. He could have been George Brett. What did George Brett do all day? I don't know. I'm not saying that's a knock. The man, he's retired. George Brett to me seems like a man that just hangs out, plays golf, smokes cigars, chills with his friends, and just lives an amazing life. That's what Frank White could have been. He could have just hung out all day. Just been great. I could have just been Frank White. You know, get you a nice little cushy insurance job, sell insurance, and live a very peaceful, comfortable life. That man wanted to get into public service. He wanted to be a politician and wanted to be a politician without any real qualification other than I'm really good at playing baseball. And people was like, yeah, okay, sure, we'll let you try it. He failed miserably at it. He was bad. I mean, like Mayor Funkhauser, bad at it. So I can only feel so bad for Frank when you did do a whole lot of things right. You got to pick one of two things. You can't mess up people's money the way that you did with the taxes and really, really hurt a lot of families, homes, businesses, and fumble the stadium issue. You got to pick one of the two. You got to pick one of the two. And I think this also hurt him a lot. He's not very visible. One of your assets is your name, your face, your personality. You're Frank White. Frank White should be as visible as Mayor Quinn Lucas is. I know not all of you are big fans of him, but one thing you got to give Mayor Quinn Lucas a lot of credit for. He does interviews. You see him. He's accessible. You can touch him. You can talk to him. If you got an issue with the way it's run, it ain't that hard to get a hold of Mayor Quinn Lucas and let him know how you feel about it. I've seen Frank White one time in 2 years. It was at a documentary. I've seen him one time. We've tried to get him on the show. Why don't you ask? We've tried. It gets denied all the time. I want to get his side of the story. I want to hear what he has to say. He ain't too interested in talking, which is a really bad thing if you are in public service. You should maybe talk to the public. He didn't really want to do that. So I can only feel so bad for so long for Frank White. We had Bob Fesco on the show earlier today. Here's what he said.
It really is a sad fall from grace by Frank White, but he did it to himself. And he had a great job with the Royals being their TV guy. You can't talk trash about the organization when you work for them. And that's why that ended. And, you know, he never became the manager. No other team hired Frank White as the manager either. You don't normally want to hire your quote unquote heroes to be your manager or your head coach, because eventually, you know what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to fire those guys, right? And so that's not something that you want to do. And so you look at, you know, the whole situation involving Frank. He went from a guy who could have wrote his ticket in this town to do anything to a guy that everybody's packing boxes up for him and kicking him out the door. It really is. Ultimately, you know, we do one word at 7:30. The one word is sad for Frank White right now. It is a sad, sad situation, you know, involving him. But again, he did it to himself. Nobody else can be blamed for this. That's what, you know, life is all about. Things happen to you. It's your fault. Take responsibility for it. And Frank's going to have to take responsibility for this and then getting his ass kicked yesterday at the polls.
Somebody on the text line makes a really, really good point. C-Dot, do you know how hard it is to get 85% of voters to agree on something? I mean, just a couple of weeks ago, people were questioning if Martin Luther King Jr. was a good person. Like, that happened recently in American society. It's hard to get 85% of people on the side of something. 85% of people went to the polls and were like, we don't want you around anymore. You're done. You're out of here. That has to count for something. Like, I haven't seen a fall from grace like this in quite some time. Another thing that we were debating, and I want to play for you guys what Matt Evans had to say coming up in just a little bit, is earlier today we had a Spec Says. Spec Says is a pretty simple thing. Spec Says is we let Spec go in the recording studio and we let him record whatever take he has for the day. This is what he said.
All right, I guess what I'm about to say isn't going to make me any less unpopular than Frank White, but let me at least ask the question. If this team, being the Royals, moved to Kansas, should the number 20 remain retired by the organization? And the reason that I ask that question is I think it's been pretty clear from the beginning that John Sherman wants downtown baseball. But one of the biggest hurdles in making that happen has been Frank White. So if the Royals move to 119th and all and leave the state of Missouri and leave Jackson County, do the Royals make the decision to unretire Frank White's number 20? Would it be petty? Yes. Would it be for non-baseball reasons? Yes. Would it be for non-baseball reasons that didn't include a crime or some sort of heinous act? Yes. But in the last decade and a half, there's been an unceremonious firing as a broadcaster after taking shots at the organization, and then as a politician being a hindrance to progress for not only the organization, but the county that the team originally wants to be in and has been in for their entire existence. Frank White and the number 20 are synonymous with the Royals and their history in Jackson County and at Kauffman Stadium. But if they ultimately end up at 119th and all in a different state, I don't think the Royals owe Frank White anything in that case.
A couple of things before we play this, Matt Evans. Time heals all. There was a point in which people signed a petition to get Larry Johnson out of the city. They signed a petition to get him out of here because he was close to breaking the Chiefs' all-time rushing record. I also sat and I saw people's hearts and minds change with one radio interview that he did. With one radio interview. I know that a lot of people are unhappy with Frank White, and I don't think he did a great job as a politician. But what he did in his life after baseball shouldn't affect how we feel about him as a baseball player, especially when what we're talking about is him being bad at his next job. We're not talking about he had some scandal. We didn't catch him with some 12-year-old. We don't have some Donald Sterling tape. We don't have any of this with Frank White. He hasn't shamed himself in a moral way. So now we're talking about erasing his baseball accomplishments? This just doesn't seem right to me. Especially when we don't have this stance with anybody else. Jared Allen's in the Chiefs' Ring of Honor. He just went into the Hall of Fame. Do we got to go by what got Jared Allen traded away from the Kansas City Chiefs? We don't have to do this. I'm not here to do this with everybody. Like, what you accomplished on the field is what you accomplished on the field. So, no, they shouldn't remove the 20 from left field. They shouldn't remove his statue. Frank White is still one of the most important people in Kansas City sports history. Some of that is for incredible things, and some of that might end up being for bad things. If the teams move, he plays some part in it. I don't think he plays the biggest part, and I think we are removing the fact that the Chiefs just might have always wanted to move and maybe purposely tanked the vote, and the Royals put together a very haphazard plan. The Royals didn't have the approval of the community that they were going to move into until 1 o'clock on election day. They didn't have a lot of their ducks in a row. The community they wanted to move into was actively fighting against them moving into it. Frank's got to carry all of that by himself. I'm not here to defend Frank White. I'm really not, especially on today. I got to call it how I see it. I got to call it down the middle. And advocating for them to remove his statue and eliminate his jersey being retired just feels very, very reactionary for what we're talking about. Earlier today, we were joined by Matt Evans of Channel 9. We asked him, was he surprised that Frank White was ousted by such a wide margin?
Yeah, I mean, nobody is surprised that this recall happened. We were talking about it in the newsroom yesterday. You know, the question wasn't, does he survive or not? The question is, how bad does he lose? Because we've been talking to voters for weeks now. This recall election has been going on for a long time. And Frank White supporters have been hard to find in Jackson County, Missouri. Every time we tried to go do an election story, we want to get a Frank White supporter on because we want to be balanced on our coverage, and they were tough to find. So it was pretty clear that the majority of the county was not interested in retaining him as county executive. But 85-15, that's a huge difference. I mean, the turnout was low, as it's expected to be in an election like this, but that is a pretty strong rebuke of the county executive from Jackson County voters.
So if you're him, why would you try to fight this? I mean, the public has pretty clearly came out in resounding fashion and said, we don't want you in charge anymore. But maybe it's ego, pride, whatever you want to say. It sounds like he's going to try to fight this thing when the good thing for everybody with him, for for him to do would just be quietly accept this and just move on.
Well, you know, if you talk to Frank White, he's done some interviews here in the last few weeks that he hasn't done for a long time. He believes he's been unfairly targeted, and he believes that there's been dark money behind this effort to get him out of office. He thinks it's all because of the Royals and Chiefs Stadium's dealings. He's talked about how this effort to recall him has been funded by folks like the Heavy Constructors Association, who obviously are very pro-new stadium in Jackson County, Missouri. So he believes he's been unfairly targeted. He says that the county assessment mess was not necessarily his fault because the county was undervalued so much in its residential properties for years and years and years. So in his mind, he's done nothing wrong. He's been unfairly targeted. So that's probably why we will see a lot of these legal challenges play out in court, the latest of which was denied by the Missouri Supreme Court just less than an hour ago. So certainly there will be more legal challenges. If those get anywhere, though, is a whole nother question.
I think Frank could have really done himself a big service if he had just been more open and transparent from the very, very beginning. The fact that just he has been so elusive, he didn't come on radio shows like this. He didn't kind of make the rounds and just kind of communicate why he felt the way that he felt about the stadium. We can get to the taxes issue, which is a separate issue. But the fact that he was so hard to get a hold of for basically 2 years didn't do him a lot of favors when he actually needed those favors.
Well, that's certainly a case can be made for that. If you talk to Frank White, his argument is that he was held by NDAs, non-disclosure agreements for a lot of those things. He says he didn't want to show his hand as far as how negotiations were going. So certainly if you talk to him, he says he has good reasons for not being forthcoming with that information. Obviously, these negotiations are high profile. A lot of people want a lot of information. He was not comfortable providing that information. But, yeah, I think even just a little bit, even just a nugget of information about some of these dealings could have certainly helped the public's view of him in the long run.
Right now, we're talking to Matt Evans of Channel 9, just getting his thoughts on Frank White, who has been recalled as the Jackson County executive. Matt, how much of this do you think is related to property taxes and people's frustration with that? How much of it do you think is related to the stadiums?
I think most of it's property taxes. I mean, that is something that every single person in Jackson County feels every year. When you go to pay that property tax bill, and it has doubled, tripled, quadrupled in some cases, and a lot of times there were seemingly no rhyme or reason behind it. I mean, that hits people directly in their wallets. Any voter I talked to in the last couple of weeks, they said property taxes first, but also the stadium mess second. So I think the property taxes was probably the final nail in the coffin for Frank White, because he has continued to defend the position of the county in this property tax mess that has seen multiple legal challenges, still under multiple legal challenges, and has not willingly rolled any of that back. So I really think when you talk to voters who were voting yesterday, they are upset about the property taxes, and they're hopeful that a new county executive can rein some of that in. Now, that is a huge question if they can or not. There's also going to be a question in November if the county assessor should be an elected position instead of an appointed position. That probably passes as well. So certainly there will be changes coming to the assessment department in Jackson County. Exactly what those changes are and if they can make a true impact when it comes to the final property tax bill, that's another question too.
Right now, we're talking to Matt Evans. Let's transition to the stadium. You mentioned that the stadium played a part in it. How big of a part do you think it played in it? I mean, it seems to me that both of the teams kind of use Frank White as a scapegoat for, I don't think the Royals had a great plan. I don't think the Chiefs had a good plan. No one wants to blame Clark Hunt. No one wants to blame John Sherman. Let's blame Frank White.
I think you're right on it there, Carrington. I mean, when you look at what happened in Jackson County before this vote, Frank White was against the vote ever happening in the first place. He campaigned against the vote. Once it finally got onto the ballot, the legislature had to override his veto. So a lot of people saw that as the head of the county being unwilling to play ball with the Chiefs and with the Royals. And when people in this community are so passionate about both of those teams, they want to support them, you know, no matter what. And they see the person steering the ship at the county side not supporting them, not finding a way to support them. I think that sent a message to a lot of voters. And I think that the teams absolutely pointed to Frank White as a scapegoat in this process. Is that fair? Maybe not entirely. Did he play a role? He certainly did because he campaigned against it. But I think that certainly was weighing on voters' minds as well. Probably not as big as the property taxes, but if you wanted to find a reason to vote Frank White out of office, you could have found a bunch. If you wanted to find a reason to keep him in office, you probably couldn't find as many, or you weren't going to be as passionate about going to the polls yesterday. People that went to the polls yesterday were upset. They were mad. They had reasons to be mad. And that's why we saw the vote go 85-15 against them.
It's kind of crazy, Matt, but in hindsight, what Frank was saying, he wasn't wrong. The Royals didn't have a great plan and were asking for a whole lot of money without a lot of transparency on what they were going to do with the money. The Chiefs' upgrade ideas were minimal at best. This kind of goes to my point earlier about just simply communicating the why and just being more transparent in the entire process. I don't really think that Frank was wrong in his opposition. I just don't think he handled it very politically or very diplomatically.
Yeah, I think you're right. And truly, the plans were flawed from both of the teams. And you can point to a whole lot of reasons as to why that is. But Frank, the way Frank played this politically was he held his cards close to his chest. He never really let other members of the legislature in. That angered a lot of members of the legislature because they're like, what are we doing here, Frank? We need to move on this. And Frank has said, you know, I signed an NDA or I can't talk about it. Trust me, I've got it. And well, he hasn't done a lot to get the trust from a lot of members of the legislature. There's been that, you know, a very, very tense relationship between the county executive and the county legislature now for years. So he certainly didn't play it very tactfully when it comes to communicating with the county legislature, communicating with the public, and then ultimately communicating his position.
That was Matt Evans of Channel 9 joining us on the show earlier today. I would highly encourage you to check out in its entirety over on 96.5 The Fan. Coming up on the other side, let's talk about the Kansas City Chiefs as we get ready for Monday Night Football. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, a show that prides itself on getting it right.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5, The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, let me ask you guys this question. So I did a poll earlier today, and this poll is on my Twitter account. I think we might have retweeted it. I don't know. This was the poll. The Chiefs right now are 2-2. They have four games between now and their game against the Buffalo Bills. These are their opponents. They go on the road on Monday night, and they play Jacksonville. And the Chiefs have three straight home games, Detroit, Las Vegas, and the Washington Commanders, before they head to Buffalo to take on, in my opinion, I think Buffalo is the best team in the National Football League. What do you think their record is when they play Buffalo? There's five possible choices. They could have a losing record, so they can be 2-6 or 3-5. They can be 4-4, 5-3, or they can go undefeated in that stretch and be 6-2. Now, I think the Chiefs are going to lose one of these next two games. I think that belief stems from, I don't have the same confidence in the Chiefs offense that you guys, well, I don't say you guys, because you guys might not all feel that way, that some people have, is maybe a better way of phrasing it. I am not fully bought in to they have turned some corner. I told you guys that I was 60-40 on their performance on Sunday. I think 60% is them. I think 40% is the Ravens. I think the Ravens right now have one of the bottom three defenses in the National Football League, and I think the Chiefs exploited it. But the Chiefs do have Xavier Worthy. If the Chiefs have a continued plan of using Breshard Smith, that is an improvement over what we saw in the first month of the season. So I'm at least open to, hey, maybe this offense has turned the corner in these next 2 days, and they can get past it, and they'll get Rashee Rice back, they'll be healthy, and then you'll have to figure out your rhythm for the first time having all of your wide receivers there. I think the Jacksonville is a team that can get after the quarterback and can take the football away, so it can really pose problems for the Chiefs offense. And I think Detroit's one of the five best teams in the league. So I think the Chiefs lose one of those two games. I probably think they lose the Lions game and not the Jacksonville game. I think the Chiefs get Rashee Rice back. I think they beat the Raiders. I think they beat the Commanders. I think they're 5-3 in the first half of the season. I think we feel good about the Chiefs, that they got some of the early kinks out. They're heading into their most important game of the season. After that, there's a bye week, and the Chiefs can really get running in the second half of the season and win 12 games en route to getting back in the division conversation and or being the 2 or 3 seed in the AFC. That's how I think things play themselves out. So I would have voted 5-3. Where are you at, Rob?
We are on the same page. I think 5-3 is the most likely outcome. Now, I agree with you. I think they're going to lose the game to the Detroit Lions. Like, if you were to say, hey, they're going to lose one of their next, you know, four games, who is it? I would circle Detroit. I think Detroit is really good. I actually have been most impressed with Detroit this season. I thought they would regress with no Ben Johnson, and we saw a little bit of regression in week one with the Packers, and since then, the Lions have looked like the Lions. So kudos to Dan Campbell, all them. I think they'll lose that game. But I think Chiefs fans need to understand, this is a tough stretch for the Chiefs. The Jags are a lot saltier than I think people give them credit for, because they're the Jags. Like, their name is the Jags, people discredit them. But they're a salty bunch who has a lot to prove. The Lions, as I mentioned, I think Vegas, very little of Vegas, and Jaden Daniels is practicing. So he will be back maybe this week, most likely for Chiefs and Commanders. No doubt he'll be back. So that's a team that was in the NFC Championship game last year, another team that was in the NFC Championship game last year, and a team trying to prove itself as a division champion type of team in 2025. The Chiefs are really good, and if they go 4-0 in that stretch, I think we can start talking about, you know, hosting the AFC title game and all those things again. I think they go 3-1 that stretch. I think the Lions get them, but I think that stretch is going to be very difficult football for the Chiefs, and they will probably win more than they lose, but I think the games are going to look more similar to how week 1 and 2 looked, and the fact they are close back and forth games, than week 4 looked.
Someone on the text line says, C-Dot, do you think the one seed is out of reach? I do not think the Chiefs can be the one seed. I guess it is technically possible for them to be the one seed. I find it hard to believe that this season, unless there is a significant injury with Buffalo, I don't think it's very likely that the Chiefs are going to have more wins than Buffalo this year. I felt that way at the very beginning of the season. Their schedule is easy. It's easy. I think they're going to be undefeated by the time they play the Chiefs. Their remaining games until they play Kansas City. They play New England at home, on the road against Atlanta, on the road against Carolina before they play Kansas City. And then after that game, they play the Dolphins. The Dolphins just lost their best offensive player on Monday night. So the Chiefs could win their division, win 11 games this year. I find it hard to believe that Buffalo's going to win less than 13 games this year. I think they're too good, and I think their schedule lines up perfectly for them to go on a run. They got another stretch where they play Houston, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, and New England, and Cleveland for five straight weeks. That's just not the schedule that the Chiefs have. The Chiefs are in a much more competitive division, and the division that they play is, like, the NFC division that they play is just drastically different. So, yeah, I don't think the Chiefs can be the one seed. I didn't really think that at the beginning of the season. I had them as the two seed, and I had Buffalo as the one seed. So that's just kind of where I am, at least when it comes to that conversation. This is what intrigues me about the Jaguars, and I know we got more time to talk about this. I know it's crazy to think, and I know the Chiefs have won and played in so many bigger games than this. If the Jaguars win on Monday, it will be one of the biggest wins in the history of their franchise. I mean, we're not talking about a franchise with 75 years of history. I mean, they've won their division four times. They've never been to the Super Bowl. They've been to, what, two AFC championship games in their entire, like, they just haven't won a lot of big games in their franchise's history. This goes a long way to, are you legitimate? Are you a team that we should be paying attention to? Because I think the most of you, the answer is just no with Jacksonville. And I'm with you there. They haven't really done much that we need to pay a whole lot of attention to. They haven't beat a lot of marquee teams so far in the National Football League. They don't have one of the better quarterbacks. They have a coach that we don't really know. You don't know a lot of their offensive skill position players. Like, there's reasons to be very skeptical about Jacksonville. If Jacksonville beats Kansas City, I think you have to take them seriously. These next two games for Jacksonville, I guess you can go three if you want to go to, they have a game overseas. Not sure if it's in London or Ireland. Not sure where that game is. I mean, their next three games are against playoff teams, in my opinion. They play Kansas City, Seattle, and the Los Angeles Rams. So this stretch for Jacksonville will tell us everything we need to know. Most Jacksonville teams that you and I have looked at, they go 1-2 in these games, maybe lose all three, and it's a nice little story, a nice little September that they have, but they completely fade away. You don't have too many instances of Jacksonville as an organization winning this game. Monday night at home, I mean, this is still one of the best times to catch Kansas City. I'd much rather play Kansas City on October 6th than play them on December 6th when they're healthy, they're rolling at. This is still a good time to catch Kansas City. This is a really big statement game for Jacksonville. This game means way more to Jacksonville than it means to Kansas City.
100%. I made this analogy earlier in the show. If Jacksonville beats the Chiefs, it won't be the margin. But you remember, the Chiefs played the Patriots on Monday Night Football. It was the same day as the wild card game. Or the day before the wild card game, excuse me. And the Chiefs beat the Patriots. The Patriots were the Patriots then. And the Chiefs with Alex Smith, and I believe that was the first year of Travis Kelce, they went out and they smoked the Patriots. And it was, hey, we've arrived. Like, we might not be a Super Bowl threat, but we've arrived. You can't just say that, oh, it's the same old Chiefs, because they went out and smoked the Patriots. That's the kind of energy the Jags are going to go with into that game. They are going to let people know, hey, we have a chance to show we've arrived. We have a new coach. We have a revitalized quarterback. We have a defense we believe in. Like, they might not win. They might not win by the margin the Chiefs beat the Patriots that day. But this has a lot of the same feel of that Chiefs-Patriots 2014 game where the Chiefs went out and made a statement. That's how the Jags feel about this game on Monday night.
Yeah, I don't think that Jacksonville is in the place that Kansas City was, but I definitely get the point that you're making about the – this is – in every season, there becomes certain inflection points to show us that you're real. In Kansas City, when they were coming up, they had those games. Hey, if you think that you can win the Super Bowl, you got to figure out a way to win this game. I'm not at that point talking about Jacksonville, but if Jacksonville is going to be a team that we are going to take seriously, this stretch is going to answer that question for us. Kansas City is a Super Bowl contending team. Seattle is a team that is very much in the mix to win their division. The Rams have been to, what, two of the last seven Super Bowls, and last year went to the second round of the postseason and played the Eagles as tough as any team in the National Football League has played them over the last 6 months. So you got a chance to prove it. I don't care what your schedule looks like in the NFL. You can't run forever. Eventually, you got to play good teams. Whether you play them in September, whether you play them in October, or you can just finesse your way all the way to the postseason, and then you finally got to go on the road and you got to play somebody. We're going to get that stretch, I would say, pretty early on with Jacksonville. Let's see how good the Jacksonville Jaguars are. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with CDOT. Tune in as Nate Taylor of ESPN joins the show in studio every Friday at 4 on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. The Drive, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Happy to be here with you guys today. All right, a couple of things. I am into the baseball playoffs. I mean, it's not my favorite playoff. I don't want to act like that, but it's certainly something during the week when there's no football that I like having on and I will keep an eye on and I am paying attention to. I've already placed a couple of wagers on. I am into the baseball playoffs. I want to share a couple of stats for you guys. Did you guys know that this past season, there were only three Major League Baseball games that took 3 hours and 30 minutes? Three. Before the pitch clock, the final season before the pitch clock, there were 347. Think about that. There were 347 games. I did the math. I did the average. That's around 18% of Major League Baseball games in the regular season. Took at least 3 hours and 30 minutes. They got it down where there were only three that did that this past year. You might also see this as a shock. Baseball attendance has gone up in each of the last three seasons. The point of all of this is I want us to celebrate what baseball is and not what baseball isn't. The interest in baseball is never going to be how it was in 1993. That is not the way America feels about baseball today. But that does not mean that baseball is still not very much a part of American society. American culture and people really like and follow baseball. Now, I know it's repeat customers. The total attendance this year of baseball games was 71.4 million people. 71.4. That's across North America. That's big city. City like Kansas, like that's everywhere. 71.4 million went through the turnstiles this year. So it will not be the football juggernaut on television that football is. No, it will not be that. But the notion or anybody implying that baseball is dead or dying or a dying sport, they are lying to you. They're lying to you. The business model just changed. People still love baseball. People still follow baseball. They just don't watch baseball on television if it's not their team. And that's different than the other sports. People watch NBA games on Thursday. People watch random NFL games or random college football games. People, and they don't really watch random baseball games. We got a lot of evidence to believe that that is not the case. But people still very much love baseball, and it still very much matters.
I feel like I can't believe we have to have it. I am happy baseball's doing well. But I feel like I don't know if it's because of the stadium stuff that came up in Kansas City, but or just I'm a small minority on the text line says they're a year. But they're always like, well, baseball doesn't matter. It's a dying sport. It's withering. Who cares? That's just not true. It's just not a national sport. And let's be honest. You like the NBA. I like the NBA. We both like college football. There's only one national sport that rates really, really well.
It's football.
There's one. And it's football. Really, it's really like pro football. Like college football does well in their postseason.
It does well in the regular season. This year's regular season is actually doing really well. I think a big reason of that is the fact that you have the playoff, I do think, is giving more teams hope. I also think now, because of the playoff, you can just play real games in September. So the lull, and some teams always are going to have that lull. Like, you're not getting rid of the cupcakes, right? But like, you play Missouri, Kansas early on in the season. You start conference play in September where you used to start it in October. Like, the college football season is just more balanced now because of the college football playoff and because you've expanded the conferences. You got to start playing conference games earlier if that's the case.
I agree. And I'm just not a point to diminish college football. My point is, look at the big national college game this week and then point it up against the big NFL national game. The NFL game just blows it out of the water. It's not because the NFL just such a superior product. It just, the only thing that works like that is pro football on television. So people still go. People enjoy Night at the Park. The baseball playoffs, I'm sure we'll get an ESPN tweet in the next couple days about how well they're doing on television because of the playoffs. Like, there is still room for the other sports. I feel like sometimes, and again, maybe I'm just yelling at the very small minority in the text line that say, if you don't outrate football, you're just dying. That is just not how sports work in America, because then we'd be a one-sport country. We just have the one, the NFL.
Are you into the baseball playoffs? I don't think I asked you that. I'm sorry.
I've been watching it most of the day back here. We go to commercial break, keep an eye on it.
Yeah, I keep an eye on it, for sure.
We're watching Guardians-Tigers today in the newsroom before the show. Like, I have an interest in the baseball playoffs. I'm not, like, as locked in as I am other postseasons, but I definitely enjoy watching most every pitch I can get my eyeballs on.
I know we're running out of time here. Excuse me, I've got a quick hiccup there. We know that this A.J. Brown situation is going to come to a head at some point, right? Like, that's not lost on anybody, right?
Yes.
I just want you to know that the A.J. Brown thing, I know right now it is going well. We all know what goes up must come down, and you don't win forever.
Is it going well right now?
Like, I mean, they're winning. I'm just saying
he's in the news talking crazy when they're winning. I mean, like, crazy. Maybe talking crazy. He's putting cryptic posts out. He's talking to the media about how he has to be in constant communication with the OC, and he, you know, got the emotions that got the best of him. Like, if this is what going well looks like what does going bad look like? Because he's been louder than any Chiefs receiver when they were in the midst of their greatness last year. Or Travis Kelce was never doing this. Like, if this is the good, the bad's going to be real bad.
I agree. I'm just saying, you know that we're headed towards it, right? Like, we all have seen this before. Unhappy wide receiver who's one of the five best in the league doesn't feel like he is being utilized properly, but you can only push it so far when you're 4-0. You can only push it so far. I don't think they're going undefeated this year. I would guess at some point the Eagles lose multiple games in a row. Every season hits a lull, right? Every season. And, I mean, their offense isn't good enough to me to go 16-1 this year. Like, their offense isn't good enough. They're going to lose multiple games this year. Yeah, I mean, we've all seen this before. So I just want us to all be prepared that one day we are going to lead the show with how unhappy A.J. Brown is, because it is clearly boiling. You can see it happening right now with them. They didn't have a passing yard in the second half of the game. They didn't have a passing yard, and they have maybe the best 1-2 punch at wide receiver in the National Football League. Hey, come on now. We all know where this is about to go.
Although I'm looking at their schedule, I'm not saying they're going to go undefeated. I don't want that to come off. It's pretty soft.
It ain't good.
It's pretty cupcakey. I mean, yeah, the Broncos this week, they're at noon again. Why do the Eagles just keep getting put at noon? Then they got the Giants on Thursday, then the Vikings on a long week, the Giants again. I guess the Packers could be interesting, and the Lions. So there's a two-game stretch, but then Cowboys, Bears, like they, this team reeks of A.J. Brown's post-cryptic stuff, but they still pushed to 13-4. Like, that's it's just – it'll be a story in the postseason, but remember last year in the postseason, he read a book during one of the games. So maybe this is what A.J. Brown is.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I don't know. I just – we all see where this is headed. Like, I just want us to know that that's how this A.J. Brown story ends. So I just hope that we're prepared for that's how the story ends. I had a lot of fun today. Hopefully you guys had a lot of fun today as well. Be sure to check out the podcast page, 96.5 The Fan. Also, check out the Odyssey app. We'll be back tomorrow. Patrick Mahomes is going to join us on the show. Really happy to catch up with him. And we'll really start the transition and getting ready for Monday Night Football tomorrow. Week's a little bit different because the Chiefs play on Monday Night Football. We'll catch you guys tomorrow. Take care of yourself. It's The Drive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.